Pressure against the church in Iran is recycling. Romanian immigrants in Europe could bring revival to Western Europe. And the story of Christ on film could impact an entire family in Uganda. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The wave of persecution of Christians may be intensifying in Iran. Arrest reports came in almost every month in 2008. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrooks notes the harassment isn't following the normal pattern.
There's a period of pressure, then a period of relaxation. Most recently, three different Christians have been arrested from two different families, and we're very concerned for them.
Esterbrook says the recent change in the penal code has them concerned. Leaving Islam, considered apostasy, carries a deadly penalty.
So it means that these men could be actually executed for having been converts from Islam to Christianity.
It appears the arrests are part of a concerted nationwide government plan. Esterbrooks urges prayer for believers in Iran, as hard as it's likely to be.
However, as we've seen in church history, whenever the church has been under pressure, the church seems to deal with that pressure in unique ways and in ways that actually helps it to grow.
Next, the humanitarian crisis is deepening in the Gaza Strip. We spoke with Global Aid Network's Director of Disaster Assistance to find out how ministry teams are responding to the needs of survivors on both sides of the conflict.
The biggest unmet need we're seeing is in the area of water. The sewage is leaking into the fresh water. And even the pump stations have been damaged and are not pumping the water throughout the area. Outbreaks of cholera, outbreaks of hepatitis A, outbreaks of diarrhea right now.
More than meeting the physical needs, Gaines' team is reaching the heart too.
What we teach our people to do is to mourn with them, to be prepared, to love on them unconditionally without reservation. Oftentimes in this kind of environment, people will even ask, why did you come? You have loved this. Why are you doing that? And at that point, we train our people to be prepared to give a reason for the hope that is within them.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Romania's materialism may allow that nation's Christians to reach Europe with the gospel. That's the word from U.S. evangelist Sammy Tippett. Believers are leaving Romania to find employment in Europe. Churches are starting. Tippett's hoping the Romanian church will seize this evangelistic opportunity.
They've experienced revival. They've experienced the great awakenings, moves of God's Spirit. And now God has dispersed them throughout Europe, and I believe they can make a great impact and be a significant instrument in God's hands to bring revival to Western Europe.
Since Sammy Tippett Ministries also works with Christians in Asia and the Middle East, Tippett says this could be a team effort.
One of the possibilities that we're looking at is bringing two or three of those groups together along with the Romanians, and each group helping the other group to cross-culturally reach out.
Western funding will be needed. He's hoping to launch this outreach sometime in 2010. Meanwhile, just as healthy children grow quickly, so do healthy churches. Reach Global staff members are attending the Healthy Teams Initiative this week in Arizona. Reach Global organized this event to develop and empower healthy leaders who can reach people with the gospel. As the church grows in health, it's more able to produce godly disciples and effective ministries. Pray for the leaders to follow God's guidance in developing healthy workers. And Muslim twin girls in Uganda have decided to follow Christ. Book of Hope recently held the viewing of the God-Man film that the girls attended and gave them each a Book of Hope. After viewing the material, they gave their hearts to Christ. The girls' father berates them for leaving the Muslim faith. Book of Hope uses the film and book together because each enhances the excitement about the other. Join the twins in prayer that their parents would come to know Christ as their Savior. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom of the page, and we'll send you five stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.